Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
This is Chris Miles here, cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Excited to have you out today because we have another amazing show with another amazing guest for you. Before we introduce and bring on Tammy, I want to remind you to go to www.moneyripples.com. Check out our free blog, other podcasts we've got on iTunes as well as on Talk Radio here. We've got lots of great resources for you as well as events. And we've got some great events coming up, and you do not want to miss these, especially if we're about to get towards the last half of the year, we start to slow down and do less events. So if you want to come, be sure you check it out right now. So I want to introduce a friend of mine I've only known for really just under a year, Tammy Ward. Now, Tammy here, she's founder and president of Hope Haven Events. And what she does is they host conferences, retreats, trainings, camps, other specialists that are ultimately here to empower the individual, strengthen the family, and connect the community. Not only is she, I mean, she's an amazing homeschooling mom of eight from kids of 4 months to 16 years. I mean, holy cow. I mean, I've got five, and I go crazy. She's incredible. So foot zoning, she does a lot of things with specific healing modalities and things like that. And she's been with people like Kirk Duncan, who we've also talked about in previous episodes before. I mean, she's amazing. But the biggest reason I have her on is because, one, she's a very powerful spiritual person, and she exudes faith like no other. And that's really the topic of the show. Into action. How do you make a leap? How do you get the courage to do what you know you're called to do? And Tammy is the embodiment of that. And I've watched her grow over the last year or so and just been dumbfounded and amazed. And I love when I get to meet people like this because, you know, I've seen these kind of things work in my own life, but it's always fun to watch other people do it too. You know, she's definitely somebody who's an amazing person, and you'll know that here in the next few minutes. So, Tammy, welcome to our show.
Thanks for having me on, Chris. You're awesome. I appreciate that.
You bet. So tell us a little bit more about you. Like, who is Tammy Ward?
Who is Tammy Ward? Okay, so I have to tell you that I have just been so excited for this opportunity. I've been thinking about what kind of questions you might ask me and been praying about it and trying to get in tune to what Heavenly Father would have me say. And so some of the things that to answer your question, who is Tammy Ward? Well, I believe that I am a cherished, beloved daughter of the Most High God. And I am a person who loves Jesus Christ very deeply. And I love to study my scriptures, and I love to be on my knees. And I love to follow what he has for me to do. And I, whether that's homeschooling my kids and having more kids, because I know I have typically a larger family, right? And
right.
I'm only 35 and I have eight children. People are like, wow, that's a lot of kids. But I take every question to the Lord. I really do want to know what he wants me to do. And I find the most joy when I do obey those things. So where I grew up, I actually went to 18 different schools before I graduated. My mom and my dad were married and divorced when I was two. And then my mom was married four more times by the time I was 10. And so we moved a lot. And, you know, you learn to lean on your family when you have, you know, hard times like that. And we definitely learned to lean on each other. So that's been a trial, but also a great reward, a great blessing. So I met my husband when I was 10 years old. And actually, I went and looked him up after high school. And, you know, we talk about the power of your mind. I have to tell you this funny little, you're going to think this is funny anyway. I actually hadn't seen him for a few years, and I would practice writing my name, Tammy Ward. And it's been a few years. Like, here I was in high school, and I hadn't even seen him. But I just would write my name, Tammy Ward. And so went and looked him up after high school and just hit it off with him. And we've just been popping babies out, actually, ever since. So there you go.
He had no chance. He was yours from the beginning, wasn't he?
That's right. I showed him my journal after we got married because I didn't want to freak him out, you know.
Yeah, so you don't want to creep him out, right?
That's right. Says I love Casey Ward on every page.
That's right. You're like, this might seem like I didn't have newspaper clippings or anything like that. Nothing that weird, you know. No shrine.
Yeah.
No shrine.
Nothing like that. Yeah, nothing like that.
Oh, that's fantastic. So Tammy, so one of the most amazing things I've seen, and I mean, like you said, you're a mom of eight, which in and of itself is an amazing feat. I mean, that's something that's not easy to do, and it takes so much effort. I mean, that is like an overtime job right there. But at the same time, you're also doing things with Hope Haven Events. You're putting on events, which for those of us who are business owners that put on events, we know that's one of the hardest things in our businesses is putting on events, filling seats, and doing those kind of things. Before we talk a little bit about that and just the faith required to do that, I want to ask you, why do you feel called to do that? I mean, why would that be? Because, you know, many women, a lot of times will try to make the excuse of, I've got a lot of kids, and this could be a good reason too. I'm not saying that they shouldn't say this, but for most people, if they have eight kids, they're probably not even thinking about wanting to start a business. What's really pushed you over the edge? What inspired you to start Hope Haven Events in the first place?
Well, when we first began Hope Haven Events, we just started out doing simple events, like we did mother-daughter retreats and mother-son retreats, because I really believe quite strongly in the power of families and connecting families and bonding and helping to strengthen those relationships. So we just started out small doing things like that, and we found that we were pretty successful with that. In fact, we were actually selling our tickets, completely filling out all the way within 4 or 5 days for each of those events right from the get-go, and we're really, really blessed from that. The other thing that they kind of developed is when we would see a need in the community. So I'm also a homeschool mom, and I noticed that there wasn't any homeschool conferences in the northern part of the state. And so we started off with our first conference, which was the Winter Homeschool Conference, and that was just barely last year, our very first conference. Last January, and that very first conference actually had 600 people attend to the very first conference. And I had
there.
A lot of people
amazing.
Asking me, I know, it was, yeah, it really was a blast. A lot of people have asked me, where did you get your training? Oh my gosh, what degree do you have? How did you do this? And honestly, I just have to say the truth, which is I got my training on my knees. I just asked Heavenly Father, I told him that, I see this need. I want to help improve people's lives. And please tell me what I can do. And would you have me do this? And it was, yeah, go for it. Do it. And every step of the way or any obstacle that I faced, I would just get on my knees again and ask him. And, you know, they say, you know, you want to change the world. That's the people that do it are crazy enough to think that they can, right? And
yep.
When... how we did the Christ-Centered Energy Healing Conferences, which has been one of our biggest conferences, is my son actually had a miraculous healing where he had, I mean, it was like night and day difference, and there was no way that you could say that it wasn't because of energy healing. And I feel driven to share that piece of information, which I feel is like a sad secret, you know, like people are like hush, hush about it. And it shouldn't be. It should be well known. People who study the scriptures and know about how powerful thought is and how powerful faith is and how that when you begin to understand the energy in the body, wow, like just wow, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there was no way I could deny it. And I felt sad for all of these moms who are unnecessarily having surgeries done on their children when there's a better way. There is not, that's not the only way, but it is a way that people can find healing. And I just feel so strongly that I need to get the word out. I kind of look at it like this, Chris. Heavenly Father was looking down at the earth and he said, we need to get this out. What can we do? Oh, I know. We'll find somebody with a really big mouth. Let Tammy Ward. She's our girl. And he gave me this problem, of course, with my kids. And because we felt so strongly that it has blessed our lives so much. I mean, I actually lost 35 pounds doing nothing more than just regular energy healing for about 3 months. And people were asking me, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, my gosh, I didn't even realize I was losing weight. But, yeah, I had to go get all these new clothes and because I wasn't fitting them. They were just baggy on me, you know. And I really was doing nothing more than getting regular energy work done and emotional release. And it was just, it has blessed my life in so many different ways that I really feel driven to help others, especially moms, know what other answers are out there. And so I got on my knees and asked Heavenly Father. I said, this is my idea, and I think I could probably grab a few hundred people to come to a conference. Do I have your blessing? I instantly received his blessing. I knew that was something that he would support me in. And so we went ahead, and we literally were anticipating 300 to 400 people for that first conference. And that was last June. So it was about a year ago that we did that very first Christ-centered energy healing conference. And what happened, I literally was walking around the halls at that conference with my jaw just wide open and pinching myself because I couldn't believe the turnout. We had 1,400 people show up to that conference from 19 wow. states, Canada, huh. and Japan. So it became an international conference. And that was only my second conference. And I just have been feeling very blessed that there's a push for a lot of energy healing out there in the world. Unfortunately, a lot of it doesn't include the Savior. A lot of people are taking it from the New Age standpoint where they think that you don't need, unfortunately, the Savior of the world. And so that is not my standpoint. I really believe that our Savior is the key point of how it's possible.
Exactly. So. Wow. So, I mean, what, you know, I guess the biggest thing is, I mean, that's an amazing turnout. I mean, 1,400 people is incredible. I mean, you know, I think of the work I put into events, and it can be an incredible amount of work, you know. to even have that to happen, I mean, it's definitely, it's pretty incredible and pretty amazing. And see, that's, I mean, if, as I'd say, that's amazing. But what even amazes me more, Tammy, is the fact that you go and you do it again and again and again. And then you're 9 months pregnant and still doing it. I mean, it's amazing. And so, I mean, what do you feel like allows you to have that courage or that faith? Like, what would you tell our listeners to say, who maybe are afraid to take that leap? Maybe they want. It may not be events. It might just be even just starting a new business, wherever it might be. Like, what would you advise them to do?
Well, when you asked me that question, I seriously, like, no pressure, right? I have to tell you that one of the things that has really driven me is that I want to help people be inspired and get out of mediocrity mentality. I want to help people to have the courage to do the things that they want to do and that if all they have to do is get Heavenly Father's blessing and he'll help them with every step that they need. It's so easy to just stay comfortable in your comfort zone. But guess what happens when you go out of your comfort zone? You go into the learning zone, right? And
right.
Why are we here on the earth? Are we here to be comfortable? Or are we here to learn? We're here to learn, right?
Yeah.
So think about why are you on the earth? What is it that you're called to do right now? And there's a couple different steps that you can actually take to find that out. And can I share?
Please.
Okay, so one of them is get down on your knees and put pen to paper and ask God, why am I here on the earth? And then wait and listen and then actually write down the thoughts that come into your mind. So, you know, when you put the pen to paper, you are showing God that, look, I'm expecting an answer, and it's important to me. I'm going to write it down. And as a result, he will totally give you the answer to that. So the next step I would do is ask, what are some of the gifts that you have? Think about things that people have said to you repeatedly. Think about things that you enjoy doing and that you feel good at. Think about your passions and the things that you're really interested in. And then what you can do is put those things together to help improve other people's lives in that category. And that's exactly what I've done. I'm super passionate about homeschooling. So we did this homeschooling conference, right? But you could do any sort of business around that, whatever it is that you're interested in. And then I became really passionate about energy healing. And so we did an event around that. But you could do anything. It doesn't have to be an event. It could be anything at all. But the only thing that I would suggest is getting on your knees, because if you have God's support, if you have help from both sides of the veil, you can't help but succeed. You
right.
can't help it. Everything
right.
will fall into alignment for you.
Yep.
So
even with the challenges and all,
what have you got? Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And there's definitely challenges, right? But it is so worth it. Just so worth it, especially when you're blessing other people's lives. I can't tell you the many hundreds of notes that I've received over the last year and a half and what a huge support and push that they've been for me to continue, especially during those hard times, because there's opposition, you know. But if you know that you're helping other people and blessing their lives, how can you just stop at that point? You want to continue.
Right. No, I definitely understand that. I mean, there's been times business wise to say, oh, is it really worth it? You know, do people really care that much? And then like, lo and behold, it's almost like someone feels inspired, you know, to send you that note, or all of a sudden something happens and you say, that's right. That's why I'm here still. That's why
that's
I do
right.
that. And I love that activity
awesome.
You gave them too, because that's very similar to what I teach my Your Divine Genius course. Really try to dig mm-hmm. in, like, what are those key strengths? Like, what makes you unique from those combination of strengths? What are those patterns that even make it more unique in that? Almost gives you that unique, you know, kind of divine fingerprint, so to speak, right? Where you have that unique fingerprint that nobody else has. So you can leave your mark on the planet. And then be able to answer, like, who am I really? Who am I and what do I stand for? And how can I go about solving problems for people? It's very powerful, because pretty soon you find that you're not competing with anybody. You're actually there, I mean, like the rest of us, you're there trying to serve people the best way you can with the fullest measure of your creation.
Awesome. Yep. Well said.
So, well, cool. I know we're running short on time. We got a few minutes here, but Tammy, I want to talk about, you mentioned the Christ Center Energy Healing Conference. You've got another one coming up here in Northern Utah again, don't you?
Yeah, we do. And it's in 19 days. Ah, I'm so excited. It's June 22nd. And 23rd, so it's a two-day event, and this is in Ogden, Utah, at Weber State University. All you need to do is just go to energyhealingconference.com, and hey, Chris, do you care if I give, like, an awesome deal to your listeners? Would that be okay? Awesome. Well, I'm actually going to give them a $20 off coupon code, and all they need to do is put in Money Ripples, and they'll be able to get that $20 off discount. So
nice.
It's a really awesome deal. And I know you're going to be speaking. What are you speaking on?
Yeah, so I think I'm also speaking on the whole, can you be rich and righteous, right?
Yeah, that's an awesome class.
I recall. Yeah. No, that
one's
a fun one.
Are you going to dance in that class?
I'm sorry?
Are you going to dance in that class?
I might dance a little bit, yeah. There might be a little few moves that come out. Yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome.
No, we got to have fun. That's what I love about your conference.
I know. Your
like
classes,
every time we come, we have more and more fun.
Yeah, your classes are so fun. Even my daughters, even the youth, just absolutely love your classes. They're so fun.
No, I love them. And that's a special conference. I'll tell you, for those that are listening, like, this will be the fourth conference I've done. Yeah. This will be the fourth energy healing conference I've done. And everyone I've loved and just been amazed at the caliber of people that are there. The speakers, the vendors, even the people at the booths. I mean, there's some amazing people there. And of course, she's running around like crazy and being awesome herself too, you know. But I'll tell you, that's an awesome deal. So definitely go to energyhealingconference.com And you said code Money Ripples, is that right, to get $20 off?
Yep, just close to all close together. Yep, just Money Ripples with no space.
Yeah, and so, I invite you guys.
And I am so excited because there's a lot of classes that's going to be specifically on abundance and a lot of classes on gathering yourselves and drawing nearer to the Savior. So it'll be a really good conference. I'm really excited.
I've seen some of that lineup, and we've had Amy Walker on this show before, which has been great. I think Ann Webb, is Ann Webb going to be there too, if I recall, or not?
She's actually going to be in Africa, so she's not going to be able to come this time. Yeah, but Heidi Totten will be teaching on Ideal Life Vision there for her,
right.
So that'll be good.
Yes, absolutely. So there's lots of amazing speakers, lots of great classes. I know it's a lot of fun, and we talk a lot, especially if you ever feel like you have this dilemma between making money and being someone who's an excellent person serving people, we squash that one like a bug. So you'll walk out of that saying, oh, my goodness, like I can actually be an amazing person, serve more people, and make more money, and everybody's happy. And that's definitely going to be true with this conference. So, Tammy, awesome. Thank you so much. Again, like Tammy, I love the courage and your faith, not just faith, but faith. And I think that's something that people need to really and rub off from you, too. And are you speaking as well? I know sometimes you speak of these as well.
Yeah, I'm actually going to be speaking on Christ-centered energy healing for the whole family. Several of my kids actually do energy healing, and so we'll be talking about that in that class. And then we'll also be talking about protection for empaths. So I know there's a lot of people that end up taking on other people's problems, or they get sick because they've taken other people's energies, and I'm going to teach them how to protect themselves so they don't end up doing that anymore. So that'll be good.
And especially if you're a teacher or a coach or a mentor of some sorts, you need that kind of protection. I know. Coached hundreds, if not thousands of people. Yeah, I mean, like you got to make sure that you not take on all that stuff and that spill over into your home life, anything else. Very powerful tools you can learn to be able to shield yourself and help you be able to be strong and help serve people and be sick with them, but not take on all their issues, too. So,
absolutely.
Awesome. Well, Tammy, thank you so much. So great to have you again on the show. Everybody, check out energyconference.com. Join us. Like, we'd love to meet you face to face, have you there with us, and have a good old party over those 2 days. So, anyways, Tammy, thank you for being on the show. And everybody else, thank you for listening. And join us next week as we have some great, powerful content. Many guests as well, including my own, because we'll have on this next week. So, anyways, make it an abundant and prosperous week.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.